His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for periods of sun and clouds today, mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy, rain showers developing, mid-30s. On Thursday, cloudy, windy, a few showers, 45 to 50. On Friday, partly sunny, windy, mid-40s. And on Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, lower 40s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Well, last night there was a three-car accident on Route 22. Eastern Dutchess County Fire and Rescue reported a two-car head-on crash with three vehicles involved. Last night, Town of Armenia Medic under mutual aid was there. Route 22 was shut down. A possible entrapment in that accident was reported at the same time. Those are the only details we have. As the highly contagious COVID-19 Delta variant surged this fall, New York's coronavirus testing rate increased by more than 42% from the prior year. A statewide tally of COVID-19 tests topped 14.2 million between September 1st and November 23rd. That was up from about 10 million tests during the same period a year ago. The ongoing test spike this fall comes as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in many communities outside New York City outpaced the same period last year, despite a statewide partial COVID-19 vaccination rate of about 77%. Beyond rising coronavirus cases, New York's increase in testing also stemmed from state regulations requiring some unvaccinated workers to undergo weekly testing. Out of Great Barrington, town officials are inching closer towards a proposal to regulate short-term rentals. There's little agreement that any such regulation would accomplish one of its original objectives, that of freeing up significant housing units for much-needed long-term rentals. Town officials say that about 34% of Great Barrington's 2,800 households are rental properties. About 180 of those households are available as short-term vacation-style rentals. A proposed bylaw in its current form would make about 56 of those households ineligible for use as short-term rentals. In order to go into effect, a bylaw restricting short-term rentals first would have to be approved at a town meeting in the spring. Well, we here at Robin Hood Radio are participating in the Giving Tuesday campaign on Facebook. It continues for another 2 days. The Guthrie Center in Great Barrington aims to raise over $20,000 in that campaign. Those interested in making donations can visit tinyurl.com/5AFNR7EJ.Facebook pays for the processing fee, so 100% of the donation goes to the Guthrie Center. Same here, 100% of your donation goes to our operating costs. By the way, you can find our link at our Facebook page, WHDD Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings coming up in our tri-state region this week. Today, in Kent, Swift House Task Force 2 special meeting at 4 p.m. and the Board of Education at Kent Center regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury, a special joint meeting of the PZC and IWWC at 8:30 in the morning. At 5 p.m., the Board of Finance has a special meeting. In Cornwall, the Library CIPA public meeting held via Zoom at 6 p.m. Go to the website for the town to get that link. In Sharon, a meeting for the American Rescue Plan Act will happen at 6:30. The Dovertown Board has their special meeting coming up as well. On Thursday in Kent, Planning and Zoning POCD special meeting at 6 p.m. In Sharon on Thursday, the Sharon Park and Recreation have their meeting at 6:15. A public hearing on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Ankrum, New York. A notice of the public proposed Iron Star Retreat Center in Ankrum. The Town of Ankrum Planning Board will hold that public hearing at 7 p.m. Running now through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store at the high school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. It's an entirely student-run operation that benefits the program at the high school. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual skate sale will be held on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company in Lakeville from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, but you can also sell your unwanted stuff. You can bring that equipment to be sold by Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot Cheese for holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several Swasa youth ski program. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. The Sharon United Methodist Church will sponsor their annual Christmas fair on Saturday from 9 to 3 at their Upper Main Street location in Sharon. You can also sit a spell for coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and cookie bars, a way to start the holiday season with your friends. Baked goods and a soup sale, the Knit Club fundraiser on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building, Mountain View Road in Copaic. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jelly, homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian mac and cheese, takeout only. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary on Saturday at 12 p.m. has a Santa and Vendor Fair at the Lakeville Hose Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville. The Vendor Fair from 11 to 4, Santa from 3 to 5, tree lighting at 5:30. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate and small crafts for children. The return of Santa Claus and a new holiday cookie contest at the Hotchkiss Library. Santa is back, coming to town on Saturday from 1 till 3:30. Meet Father Christmas for holiday festivities. Enjoying a holiday craft, hear wintertime stories, vote for their favorite cookie in the holiday cookie contest. Don't forget to bring your wish list to drop off at the North Pole mailbox. The event will be held outdoors, so dress accordingly. Rain date will be Sunday, the 5th, from 1 till 3:30. More information at Hotchkiss Library. Library.org. The Smithfield Church annual Christmas concert and tea returns December 4th. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Matt Finley, at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. Masks are required to attend. Proof of COVID necessary for those attending the tea after the concert. It's free. Donations to the church would be gratefully appreciated. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, Carol's Hot Cider and Cookies, happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. 5 p.m. tree lighting, organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association, 5 to 5:30. Carols with Salisbury Band, Christmas Brat, and Hot Chocolate Society, 5:30 to 6. Hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. And by the way, over 1,200 luminaries will be lighting the Sharon Green as well to benefit the fire department ambulance squad. In Cornwall, the annual Christmas pageant happens on December 4th at 5 p.m. All angels, shepherds, and friends and neighbors, the annual Christmas pageant being held at 5 p.m. in front of the Congregational Church in Cornwall Village. It's a tradition with readings, carols, and giving of white gifts to children in need. Bring a toy wrapped in white paper, a mask, warm clothes, and a chair. The snow date is Sunday, December 5th at 4 p.m. More information at 672-6101. The 10th annual Celebration of Lights Parade happens on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 in Amenia, New York. Family-friendly activities on Main Street from 2:30 to 4:30, 4:45 Citizen of the Year announcement, and the Town of Amenia tree lighting ceremony at Fountain Square. 5 p.m., the Parade of Lights from the Amenia Firehouse to Route 343 to Four Brothers. Best views are along Route 343 and Fountain Square. Additional parking in the Town Hall parking lot on Route 22. After the parade, free kids holiday movie on the big screen at Four Brothers Drive-In. A special thanks for sponsors goes to the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization, the Town of Amenia, and Four Brothers. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield brings a Broadway cabaret fundraiser to help support work in the Sheffield community. An afternoon of fabulous show tunes, bringing you hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Sondheim. The Saturday program is sold out. There are a few tickets left available only at the door. A second show has been added, the matinee performance on Sunday at 1:30 at Dewey Memorial Hall, 91 Main Street. Tickets available online, christtrinitychurch.org. The theater will strictly follow current COVID-19 guidelines of limited seating and wearing a mask indoors at all times. Photo ID and vaccination certificate are required for the performance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they have a brand new tapas menu. Also, you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 34,483.72, the NASDAQ at 15,537.69, and the S&P 500 at 4567.00. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.